On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team had a three-game winning streak snapped last Saturday, but did knock off number 5 Minnesota State last Friday. Jermaine Crockerell with us. A career-high 29 points in that win. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fifth-ranked team in the country. You're on the road. You're not supposed to win 82-74. It seems like a fairly easy, at least by the score, win. Wasn't that way on the court, though, was it?
No, it wasn't. I felt like our guys came out and just played harder than they did, and we just executed our stuff better than they did.
In listening to Coach Boshi's comments after the game, he thought at halftime it was kind of a ho-hum game, and second half you guys didn't do anything great. You just executed and didn't turn the ball over and force them to turn the ball over. And you know, if you're playing good defense, you're going to win a lot of games in this league, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we came out we noticed who their shooters were and who their shooters weren't. We just came out and executed the game plan Coach put together, and it got us the job done.
You scored 22 of those 29 points in the second half. Okay, so you went off, at least offensively, in the second half. Well, what was the difference from half one to half two?
I mean, I guess half one, guys are, I don't know, I guess guys are more, they got more energy, more help side. The second half, there really wasn't that much help side in their defense, and I was knocking down a couple of shots and just got us going.
It's a great arena. They usually have really good crowds. What's it like to play there?
Oh, it was awesome. It was fun. I liked it a lot. It seemed like the lights are a little brighter and the glass is clear to see and stuff, and it's really nice.
You guys then go on the road to Concordia last Saturday looking for a four-game winning streak. Those are awfully hard to come around in this league, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a very tough loss, especially by 1 point. I mean, we were dominating the whole game. We just didn't finish, but I mean, stuff we got to learn from and be able to not have that happen later on in the season.
They hit the three-pointer to go up by one with about 13 seconds left. You had the shot at the buzzer. Was that a set play or just kind of you improvising a little bit?
It was kind of a set play. Coach just wanted me to get something. He knew I can get up the court in 4 seconds, so he just wanted me to get a shot off, and I did, and it went in and out, so it was tough.
Knowing that the ball's going to be in your hands in that situation, what's it like?
Just like anything else. I mean, you just got to be able to try to make the shot. I mean, you're going to live with you either make it or you don't. It's that simple.
When the ball left your hand, you think it had a pretty good chance?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And then when it goes in and out, is it even that much more of a letdown or not?
Yeah, it stings a lot. Yeah, it hurts.
There were a lot of buzzer beaters in all college basketball last weekend. Would have been nice to have one for yourself, I'm sure. But, you know, the one thing about the top five in the country in Division I is they all lost last week. In your mind, how much parity is there in college basketball?
It's tough. I mean, you got to bring it every weekend. There's no weekends off for any team. And just you got to be able to execute your stuff and play hard every game.
You guys go back on the road again this weekend. Regular season winds down here in a couple of weeks. What do you guys still need to improve on in your mind?
I would probably say defense, mainly defense. Our offense is good. Just we got to be able to put stops together.
They certainly stopped Lance last week. Could you tell that they were putting a guy or two extra on him, just knowing how many points he's had in the past? And if so, you know, are you the natural go-to guy since the ball's going to be in your hands a lot to pick up that slack?
I mean, it's me and Lance are the go-to guys. And Mason, I mean, I mean, teams are going to double on us and stuff. We just got to be able to find the open guys. It is tough, though.
Good luck this week, Enderman.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.